יש עוד הלכה של עוד שבת. Happened a lot of times the lady lights the Nerot Shabbat with the candlesticks. Of course, when the Nerot are lit, the candlesticks are mukseh. You cannot move them for sure. The question is, when they go out, is it permissible to move the candlesticks now off the table? They want to move it to a different place for whatever reason, or this might happen in the case of the menorah. You lit the menorah on Hanukkah on Lil Shabbat, and you lit in a certain area, and then after the menorah goes out, for whatever reason you want to move it, put it away, or get it out of the, kids are knocking over or something like that, you have a reason. So what's the deen? So the deen is very clear according to the halakha in Shulchan Aruch that as long as you made a condition, Maran writes in Resh Ayin Tet Saif Dalin, the lady made a condition before she lit that after it goes out, I can move it. That condition allows the candlesticks to be moved and not mukseh. As a matter of fact, Achav Avadia holds, Alav Shalom and Chazon Avadia, Chelek Vav, Tavkuk Mem Zayin, that even one tonight a whole year is enough to allow this, which would be proper then for a lady to really make this condition once a year, and she's good. Question is, to what level is it permissible now? Does this now become a klishe melechto l'isur or a klishe melechto l'heter? Which means, if it's a klishe melechto l'isur, so there is permissibility to move klishe melechto l'isur, the tzorech gufo, the tzorech mekomo. That means if you needed the place on the table to put some food, so then you'd be allowed to move it. But stam, just to move it without a purpose, it would not be allowed. Or do we say no? It's a klishe melechto l'heter. This item now is permissible if you can move it. Not only the tzorech gufo, the tzorech mekomo, you can move because it's in the sun, you don't want the sun to tarnish it, or you want to move it because it's going to get stolen, or you just don't want to keep it in that place because it's unsightly to look at it, whatever it may be. There's a big mahalokah over here. The Mishnah Berura, the Kafa Hayim, they come out that although Tanai works, but it downgrades it only to a klishe melechto l'isur. And that's the way the Tefillah Moshe Rabbi Moshe Levi Alav Shalom also came out. However, Acham Avadia says, in all due respect to them, they did not see all of the books that he saw, including the opinion of the Ra'avad, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rashbetz, the Ma'arav bin Tawa, Maran Achidam bin Kei Yosef, and others as well, that all held that these Rishonim, that held that the Tanai makes it a klishe melechto l'heter. And that's the way Acham Avadia is posek. He says menorat shemen shediku ba nerot lechmod Shabbat asur l'taltel ota af l'achal shekabu nerot v'imetna aleha v'amar she'achal shetekve yitaltel ota l'mkom shirtze. That's the Tanai. After he goes out, I want to move wherever I want. Mutal l'taltel achal shetekve ben l'sorech gufa u'mekoma ובין לטלטל כמו כדי לשמור עליה לבל תגנב או תאבד כדין כדי שמלאכתו להיתר ויועיל תנאי פעם אחת לכל השנה כולה.